voglia. Thou art exalted far above all. For thou, Lord, art God above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, Shiri bakaraboko baya karabaka boko bakasi. Aya karaboko ribaya karaboko bahase digiri kurabaya kabu shikiri karabatiki shikiri baya karabotoko bahase. Thou art exalted, shikiri baya karabotoko bahase digiri bokumbakara tigiri baya karabati dede baya karabotoko bakashi gidi karabatisi. Maya ratisi dini maya karabotoko bahase digiri korabatiki baya karaboti dede korabatakashi digiri korabotoko mbakasi. De carabati, mia carabotuco bashi, de kiri corabatiki, sikiri corabatakashi, de caribana carabotuco bacasse, de carabati, de baya carabotuco bacasse. Moka baya kashiki di koribati karabatiki di motoko bakashiki di korabati di baya karabatiki di masa dari di bahashiki amboko bahasi di baharatiki di boyoko bahasi di baya karabatoko bakashi di baya karabatoko bahasi di baya karabatoko bakasi di maya karabatiki di boyoko bahasi di karabatiki di boko bakashiki di korabatiki di baya karabatiki di motoko bakasi di Karabataka baya karabotoko bakase makari bitiki karabataka bosh de kere motoko basa da di karabataka boko bakashi de kere korabataka shi de makarabatiki de baya korabatiki de baya karabatiki de motoko bakashi de kere baya karabotoko basa de maya rabati de baya karabataka boko basa de bas de kere bana da karabotoko bakasa de bas miya karabotoko Bakashi did the Kiribu to go Bakasa, and it did the Korabatakashi, and it did the Korabatakashi, and it did the Karabu to Koba, Mia Karabu to the Devo to go Bakabashi, and the Korabatakashi, and the Korabatakashi, and the Korabatakabukubasa, Makashi, and the Korabatiki, and the Motokobakashi, and the Korabatakashi, and the Korabatakabasa, and the Mokorabatiki, and the Bayakarabatiki, and the Motokobakashi, and the Korabatakasa, and the Korabatakabasa, and the Mia Karabate de Maya Karabutu Kobakashi, Gini Korabatani, the Karabataka Bakashi, the Karabataka Bashi, the Mia Karabati, the Motoko Bakashi, the Korabataka Bakashi, the Korabatakasa, the Karabataka Bakashi, the Kede, Mia Karabataka Rabotoko Bakashi, the Karabataka Rabotoko Bakashi, the Korabataka Sakede, Mia Karabati, the Motoko Bakasa, the Karabataka Rabotoko Bakaraka Rabotoko. God of mercy, God of grace, God of power, God of wisdom, God of God, Jesus, God of ability, God of favor, God of goodness, God of provision, God of God of healing, mi karabataka shike de karabataka, God of redemption, shina makarabataka boko bagazan de 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 de, mi karabatiki de boko bagazan da di 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 de kabaya karabataka boko bagazan de kere boko bagazan da di 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 di, makarabatiki de bagazan da 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 karabataka boko bagazan de 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 de, moko bagazan de kere de karabataka boko bagazan da 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 karabataka boko bagazan de, rekadi bataka boko shike de karabataka boko bagazan da 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 ka, remoto boko bagazan da di 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 baya karabatiki de boko bagazan de 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 karabataka san de 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 ba, moko bagashike de bataka se de 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 karabatiki de baya ka, moko bagazan de 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 karabataka ashike de kere boko bagashike da 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 da, ma san de 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 ba ashike de ba sade kiri boko bagashike aya rabataka san de 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 karabatiko bagashike de kurabataka se. Omboko basa de 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 ya karabatike de botoko bagazan de 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 karabataka bagazan da da makashike de karabataka shike de karabataka zendiki de ka makashike de karabatika shike de karabataka shike de kombaka se de de de. Lord, we worship you, God. Lord, we exalt your holy name above all the earth, above all the earth, above our thoughts, above our expectations, above our limitations, oh God, oh God, Jesus, we exalt your name, oh God. Your name is exalted. Exalted, your name is high and above, you're high and lifted up on high. There's no one else like you, none that we can count on, none that we can depend upon, none that we can look up to, God, our God, Jesus. You're a faithful Father God, you're a faithful God, you're a faithful King, you're a faithful Redeemer. Oh God, we trust in you, we depend upon you, we wait upon you, we look unto you, Jehovah God. You are faithful, you are holy, you are wonderful, you are gracious. There is no one else like you, God, blessed Redeemer. Take the glory, take the glory, take the honor, take the adoration. Be exalted, O God. Be lifted up on high, O Father God. You are gracious this morning. You are breaking the chains of the enemy, O God. You are breaking the chains of darkness, O God. You are coming against all works of the enemy, O God, O God, Jesus. We return all the glory to you, O God, O God, Jesus. It is you that gives us the grace to wake up. It is you that gives us the grace to trust in you. It is you that gives us the grace to honor you. It is you that gives us the grace to seek your face, O God, each and every morning. We do not take it for granted, O God. We know it has taken your hand, it has taken your power, it has taken your wisdom, oh God. It has taken your divine provision, my Father, my God. You are provided, oh God. You have made a way where there was no way, oh God, oh God, Jesus. We have lacked nothing, oh God. No good thing do you withhold from him whose work is blameless, oh God, oh God, Jesus. No good thing do you withhold. Oh God, no good thing do you withhold, Jehovah God. You make a way where there is no way, Jesus. Jesus Christ, you make a way. Rabatika shikarabatoko bagasanda da de 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 karabataka boko bagasanda de de de. Oh God, you are never late. You are never late. Rabatika shikere bataka sanda da da karabataka boko bagasanda. You are never late. Rika shikere maya karabataka boko bagasanda de de karabataka shikere de de karabataka ba magasanda de de karabataka boko bagasanda de 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 karabaya karabatoko bagasanda de 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 ka maya karabataka de maya karabatoko bagasanda de 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 karab. Mia karabataka baga 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 ba sanda de karaba chaka bago baka shide gede ka mia karaba chaka gigere ba ya karaba chaka bago baka sende de. Thank you Holy Spirit, thank you Holy Spirit, thank you Holy Spirit, that you make us to know the Father, that you reveal from the Father and you bring it known to us, O God of God, Jesus, that you take the deep things of God and you have made it known to us, my Father, my God, for no one knows the spirit of someone, of a man, except his spirit, the thoughts of a man, except the man's spirit, of God, and no one knows the deep things of God, the deep thoughts of God, except the spirit of God, and so that we might know the things that are freely given us, O God, our God, Jesus. I thank you that, Lord, there are many things that you have freely given unto us, Jehovah God, many things that you have taught us, many things that you have made a way, many things that you provided, many things that you made possible, O God, our God, Jesus, healing, salvation, provision, O God, our God, Jesus, protection, action, Jehovah God, redemption. Oh God, there is so much that you've given us freely, oh God, that you've only revealed it by your spirit. You've only revealed it by your spirit, oh God, and you teach us your ways. You want us to teach us your ways. You want us to walk in your truth. You want us to walk in your power. You want us to walk in your divine wisdom, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You grant us your grace, Jehovah God. On our own, we are nothing. On our own, we can do nothing. On our own, we have no capacity, no ability, oh God. It only takes your power. It only takes your wisdom. It only takes your grace. And Father, this morning I surrender. I submit myself to you, oh God. I submit my family to you, oh God. I submit my children to you, oh God. I submit my ministry to you, oh God. I submit the churches to you, oh God. I submit the leaders to you, oh God. I submit the pastors to you, oh God. Father God, you are the one that delivers. You are the one that restores. You are the one that brings your knowledge of yourself, oh God. You are the one that makes an influence, oh God. You're the one that revives us, oh God. We need your divine protection. We need your divine cover. We need your divine favor, oh God, over everything that we do, oh God. We need healing in our bones, healing in our bodies, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Healing in our minds, healing in our spirits, oh God. Father God, you have granted us healing, oh God. You've called us to heal the sick. And Father, I speak for healing over this moment, oh God. I speak for healing over those that need emotional healing, oh God. Those that are going through pain, heartache, or disappointment, oh God. Discouragement, oh God. Them that have been abandoned, oh God. Them that have been abused. Them that have been maligned, oh God. Father God, you are bringing your comfort this morning. You're surrounding them with the comfort of your Holy Spirit, with the comfort of love, with the comfort of your grace, oh God. You're making a way where there was no way, God of God, Jesus. You're breaking every chain of the enemy, every walk of darkness, every forces of the enemy. You're coming against it in the name of Jesus. Jehovah God, we look into you. We look unto you. We trust into you, oh God of God, Jesus. As we gaze upon your majestic beauty, we are being transformed from one level of glory to another. We are being transformed, Jehovah God. We are being transformed, my God, my God. You are conforming us, oh God, oh God, Jesus, to the image of your Son, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You are making a way in our lives. You are making a way, oh God. You are saying, my Lord, my Lord. Sharabata karabu tuko bakashi de karabu tuko bakashi de karabata ka me karabu tuko bakasa de karabata ka bako bakasa de karabu tuko bakashi de reba de karabata ka bo shi de karabata ka bako bakasa de karabu tuko bakashi de me karabata ke se ke de bakasa de karabata ka bako bakasa de me karabata ke se ke de karabata ka bako bakasa de me karabata ke se ke de karabata ka bako bakasa de Show your mercy to this land. Show your mercy to this land. Release your power. Release your power. Release your mercy. Release your grace over this land. Release your grace. Release your grace. Release your mercy. The nations need to hear you. The nations need to hear you, oh God. The nations need to hear you, Jehovah God. The nations need to hear you, oh Jehovah, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus. Let the nations hear your name. Let the nations hear your name, oh God. Indeed, release your power, release your anointing, release your spirit. Sharabata karabata kaboko bakashi de karabata dada. Makarabuto go bakaya karabuto go bakasa dada da karabata kabakashi de karabata kaboko bakasa dada da. Mea karabata kazede de karabata kaboko bakasa dada da karabata kede boyo karabata kazede de mea Holy Spirit, oh God, you are worthy. Holy Spirit, oh God, you are faithful. Holy Spirit, oh God, you are excellent, oh God. There is no one else like you, God, precious Redeemer, precious King, precious God, oh God, Jesus. You are worthy, you are faithful, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You are mighty to be praised and adored. You are mighty to be glorified. Our hope is in you. Our trust is in you, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You make a way where there was no way, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You make a way where there is no way, oh God. You have favored us. You have favored us. You have said this is the year of the Lord's favor. We walk in the year of your favor. We walk in your divine provision. We walk in your divine abundance. We walk in your divine favor in everything that we do. Our hands are blessed. Our times align. Our seasons align. Things are working for our good, oh God. You're working it out for our good. You're making a way where there is no way. You're making rivers in the desert, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You're making streams in the wasteland, oh God, oh God, Jesus. The wild jackals, they praise you, my God, because you give them food at their proper time, oh God. All the wild animals, they praise you. They look to you, oh God. None of them falls. None of them dies without you knowing it. None of them dies without you permitting it, oh God. None of them dies without you allowing it, oh God, because, Father, you have made a difference. You have made a way in our lives. You have made a way where we could not make it, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You have made a distinction in our lives, oh God. You say there shall be a distinction between those who fear you and those who don't, those who serve you and those who don't, oh God, oh God, Jesus. There's going to be a distinction, my Father, my God, in everything that you do. You make a way. You make a way, oh, Sharabati Kerebaya Karabata, Makarabata Kerebaya Karabata, Gobagaza de Magazede de Karabata Kerebaya Karabata Garebo, Ashite de Karabata Gobagaza de Mia Karabata Gobagasa de Da, Makashita de Karabata Kabo, Shita de Mia Karabata Gobagasa de Da. Father God, indeed you are worthy. Father God, indeed you are glorious. Father God, indeed you are excellent, oh God. Father God, indeed we can say about Father, thou art worthy to be praised and adored. Thou art worthy to be worshipped. Thou art worthy to be lifted up on high. There is no one else like you, God. Precious King, indeed we trust in you, oh God. Precious Redeemer, we wait upon you. Precious King of Kings, precious Lord of Lords, our hope is in you. Our trust is in you, oh God. Our defense is on you, oh God, oh God, Jesus. On our own, we are nothing. On our own, we can do nothing. Preserve your children, oh God. We come against the drums of war, oh God. We come against the spirit of war, oh God. We come against the spirit of destruction, oh God. We come against the spirit of bloodshed, oh God. The spirit of witchcraft. We come against the spirit of blinding people from hearing the gospel, oh God. We come against it. The hindrances of darkness, Jehovah God. We come against them in the mighty name of Jesus, Jehovah God. I thank you, Jehovah God, that you're calling us into a deeper place, oh God. You're calling us into a deeper place, oh God, into a place of understanding, into a place of grace, into a place of revelation, that the sons of God be made manifest, oh God. The sons of God be made manifest, oh God. The Lord God, you are revealing them, because creation has been groaning as if with the child's in childbirth, oh God, with eager expectation for the manifestation of the sons of God. Oh God, may the sons of God arise over the land. May the sons of God arise over the nation, oh God. May they arise over situations, oh God. May they arise over conditions, over difficulties, oh God. Over sicknesses, oh God. Over challenges, over war, over trouble, oh God. May the sons of God arise, oh God, to take up positions, oh God, to take up places of authority, oh God, to be the head and not the tail. Just as your word commanded, you shall be the head and not the tail, oh God. And Father, we have received even better covenant, even better promises, oh God, oh God, Jesus, than the law, my God. Indeed, because the law was given as a shadow, oh God. Healing in the law was given, and it was just a shadow, oh God. The reality, the maximum reality, oh God, we multiply in the kingdom. We multiply in grace, oh God. We do not work according to human capacity, according to human numbers, oh God. But Father, we work according to your doing, oh God. We work according to your grace, oh God. We work according to your divine power, oh God. We work according to your divine wisdom. Indeed, you say your word. O Makarabata Garabata Kashit de Karabata Kaba Shit de De Miakarabata Kasakarabata Karabata Karabata Kubakasa de De Miakasanda da 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 Miakasanda da 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 Miakasanda da 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 Karabata Kaba Precious Savior, precious God, you are good. You are good and your mercies endureth forever. You are good and your favor endureth forever. You are good. You're working out in our lives, O God. You're making a difference, O God. You're making a way where there is no way, O God, O God, Jesus. You're making a way. You've made a way. You've made a way where there is no way. Thank you for your divine provision. Thank you for your divine provision. Thank you that we have never lacked, O God. Thank you that we've never lacked. You grant us wisdom, O God. You grant us grace, O God. You grant us wisdom, O God. We walk in your truth, O God. We walk in your truth, O God. We walk in your revelation. We walk in your insight. In your grace, O God. In your grace, O God. You teach us, O God, your ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you that you are here, O God. that you are wonderful, that you are gracious, oh God. You are mighty to be praised and adored. You are mighty to be glorified. Rambataka bakasha da 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 da. Makarabatakasa da 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 da. Shidekarabataka bashi. Mokobasa di 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 baya karabataka bashi da 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 da. Karabataka bashi da 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 da. Mia karabataka di batakasha da 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 da. Makarabataka baka 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 za da 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 da. Karabataka bashi da 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 da. Mia karabataka zindi di 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 di. Karabataka baka baka za da 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 da. Makarabataka baka zindi di di. Karabataka bashi di di di. Karabataka baka shiki di karabata. Mia karabataka baka za da 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 da. Karabataka baka baka baka. Rekariba sa da 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 da. Shada da karabataka bashi da da da. Rebatika shada da 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 da. Karabataka baka 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 baka. Rekari karabataka baka 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 baka. Shiki di karabataka baka 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 baka. Rekara baka 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 baka. Shiki di karabataka baka baka. Rekara baka karabataka baka 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 baka. Rekari baka karabataka baka 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 baka. Rekari baka karabataka baka 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 baka. Ba 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 ba. May your name be worshipped. May your name be glorified. Speak to us this morning, O God. Speak to us this morning. Speak to us this morning. Oh, my God. My God. My God. You're worthy. You're worthy. Ribata karabata karabata kabaka bakashi kidikidi kede karabaka rabata kabaka bakashi didididi. Urabatakashi dikidi kidi kidi karabata kabaka bakashi kidi kidi karabakashi didididi. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you are faithful, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Abakasha da 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 bose. May your name be praised. May your name be worshipped. May your name be glorified. We exalt your holy name. Thank you, God, that you can speak to us this morning, that we can hear your voice. We can be guided by you. We can be led by you, O God. We can be directed by you, O God. Thank you that it is you that ministers to us, O God, O God, Jesus. It is you that guides us, O God. It is you that directs us, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are worthy and you are faithful and you are excellent, O God. We honor you and we adore you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Good morning. And it's another good morning that we have to listen to God's word. And I know that God is going to speak to us. I trust that you are well as you're listening this word, and even knowing that God keeps us in every circumstance. And the Bible tells us, in every circumstance, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks, for this is the will of God. And God expects of us thanksgiving. And that's one thing that we must always have within our hearts, no matter what we face. I think that the quickest way to just get through any situation is just to give thanks. I mean, you can feel so exhausted, you can feel so tired, you can feel so discouraged,
Maybe you've gone through a challenge. Maybe you're still going through a challenge. You're still going through a sickness. Maybe you've been trusting God for healing and it's still not manifesting. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. And that's how Jesus lived. Jesus lived a life of thanksgiving. I mean, he will just say, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. I thank you. He gives thanks and he breaks the bread. He gives thanks, then he raises Lazarus. And he gives thanks and he gives thanks and he gives thanks. And thanksgiving really opens a way. It opens a way. There's a big difference between someone who is grateful and someone who's an ungrateful. And if you think about all that God has done for us, everything that he has given us, so free of charge, salvation is free of charge, forgiveness is free of charge, healing is free of charge, redemption is free of charge, provision is free of charge, sonship is free of charge, the relationship of having a father who is concerned, who protects us is free of charge. There are so many things that God has given us free of charge. Without cost, all this is given free of charge. He has given us his spirit freely. He has given us gifts of the spirit freely. That's why no man can boast over what is given freely. And any man of God, no matter how anointed they are, they know it was not their human effort. Unless that person does not have a full understanding of what is given by grace. And when someone does not have that full understanding, they will try and relate it to what they did. They will tell you, oh, you know, I took this time off. This is what happened. Oh, I did this. This is what happened. This is the formula for getting this. Yet they forget that this is just an aspect of grace. It is just an aspect of grace. It is just an aspect of grace. Paul, after everything he had done, after all his hard work, after being beaten, I don't know, 5 times, after being in sea, after being all that he says is, it was not I that worked, but it was the grace of God. The grace of God, the effect of the grace of God. That he labored all the more. I'm not taking away the place of labor, but I'm trying to tell you that even in your labor, you must recognize that it is God who is working in you to will and to do according to his good pleasure. It is the Spirit of God that works in us. It's the Spirit of God that helps us to wake up, even to pray. It is the Spirit of God that helps us to even understand the Bible. He is the author of the Bible. He is the one... author of the Bible and different writers. He is the foundation. He is the inspiration behind the scriptures. And many Christians do not have an idea of who the Holy Spirit is. They have no idea of who he is. And they walk with him. They don't acknowledge him. They walk with him. They have no idea who he is. They live their lives without knowing his presence. And to them, some of the common misconceptions about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is a power. And you find someone will be like, no. They only feel or they only know that the Holy Spirit is moving in a place if they see the demonstration of power. Because for us, we believe that, our problem is we only see in the physical. So when the pastor is preaching and he says, oh my God, the anointing is so here. The presence of the Holy Spirit is so strong. And you start looking around. Where is it? I'm not seeing what he's seeing. Because to you, you're used that when the Holy Spirit is upon, his presence is being made manifest. You must see people falling. You must see people rolling. You must see people collapsing and what and demons coming out, and that for you will be yes, the Spirit is moving. And so if you are used to that and you go to a church where none of that is happening, you'll say, this church is dead, man. This church does not have the Spirit of God. This church is dull. Yet the Spirit of God could be actively moving in the hearts of people, actively changing, actively turning people from death into life, actively transforming the hearts. So many people are running after signs, miracles, and wonders, thinking that God is in the spectacular. Yet God is in that small, still voice. God is in that simple man who just teaches the word, who just teaches the word, because the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, remember we talked about the fruit of the Spirit, is not about the gift. The gifts, no one earns it. The gifts are freely given. It was He that gave some, not all. Ephesians 4:11, it was He that gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. It was He that gave some for the equipping of the body of the saints towards works of service, towards works ministry. So these persons are given as a gift to the church. And the fivefold, there is none that is greater than the other. The apostle is not greater than the pastor. The apostle is not greater than the teacher. The apostle is not greater than the evangelist. All of them have the same job description. They have the same job description: to equip saints, to equip the body for works of ministry, to prepare the saints for works of ministry, that the church, that the body of Christ is built up to the perfect man, that we all come to the unity of faith. The job description of an evangelist is the same. He wants the church, the body built. How does he build the body? He goes out and brings in new souls. And the evangelist should go forth, continue bringing new souls and bring them to a house, to a church. And in the church, they will find who is called a pastor. And the pastor is the one that is responsible for the shepherding, for the taking care of the flock. He's responsible for pastoring. He's responsible for feeding. He's responsible for teaching. He's responsible for caring. He's the one that does dedication. He's responsible for the burials, for the deaths, for the, you know, for the healings. He's responsible for the, you know, the day-to-day administration that is needed of a church. The pastors are not expected to be moving from one place to another because they have a flock that they are responsible for. So a pastor in heart is one who is concerned with each and every member of his flock. He's running after them. He wants to see that they are established in truth. Then you look again, you go now to the teachers. The teachers are establishers of doctrine. The teachers are those that God has given the gift to be able to go through doctrine, to be able to go through the body of knowledge, to be able to piece it together, to break down complex ideas into simple structures that you can understand. When a teacher teaches, you see things that you had never ever seen. But it is done so simply that you're like, but how have I never not seen it like this? Now that is a grace of a teacher. A teacher is able to condense the whole Bible into 30 minutes. He can condense it and simplify it. It's like if you have a baby and you wanted to give the baby potatoes and the baby is 6 months, what will you do? You will have to take a piece, you will have to mash it together and make it into manageable pieces for that baby to swallow. So that is the work of a teacher. The work of a teacher is to be able to break down the complexities and make them simple and make it into a form that is easily digestible and easily understood. And what is the work of the prophet? The work of the prophet in the New Testament is not to tell you the future. Yes, some God may tell them the future. There is foretelling and forthtelling. The prophecy has two bits. There is foretelling, which is telling of the future. And there's forthtelling. Now, forthtelling is speaking to people for their encouragement and strengthening. Prophesying is actually basically telling people God's word. Is when you speak God's word that it serves to encourage them. Prophecy builds up the church. So many times we think prophecy is going deep, a man of God. That's not prophecy. Prophecy is not telling you, you know, your food, what you ate last night. And many times we confuse that. Yes, prophets can tell you that, but that is not the aim of the prophetic. And if you find that the entire service is just, oh, can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? There was no point that Jesus asked someone, can I prophesy? But Jesus was very prophetic. Jesus knew things. Like he met Nathanael and he tells him that, Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree. When he met the woman, the Samaritan woman, he said that, he asked her, go and call your husband. And the woman said, I have no husband. I said, you say the truth because you have had five husbands and the one you have now is not your husband. So there's the gift of knowledge. That is part of prophecy, that it has a purpose. It's not to glorify self. It has a purpose that is to bring someone from the point of lack of knowledge, the point of knowledge, to bring someone from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, to bring you to another level. And then the apostles. Apostles are given responsibilities of guiding the body. Guiding the body, giving direction. They are carriers of the moves of God. They bring congregations together. They cut across denominations. They cut across territories. They move from place to place. They establish things. Like you can see how Paul moved. Paul was an apostle. He will go to this place. He will sit there with them, with the Ephesian church, for 3 years, daily teaching them, daily teaching them, daily contending for the gospel, until the whole of Asia was changed. You can imagine, the whole of Asia was changed. And yet now all of Asia is gone. They don't believe in Christ. They're into various Oriental religions, various religions, various philosophies. Why? Because even Paul was concerned. He said, when I leave you, I know ravenous wolves will come. Unless people are able to carry forth the work of God, whatever work of God is established might be lost. And so there's no difference in the fivefold. Why? Because they are all gifts of Christ. They are all gifts of Christ. And the Bible tells us that all these giftings are by one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one as he chooses. So God is the one that decides. The Spirit of God is the one that decides who becomes this, who does not become this. And it is for us to know that it is not us who appoint ourselves. It is not us who appoint ourselves. Oh, now I'm a pastor. Oh, now I'm an apostle. Oh, now. So you can find someone is shifting from title to title to title to title. That should not be the case. If God has already called you an apostle, you will know even from day one you're an apostle. Maybe you'll fear to use the title because of what men might think of you and say, what is this 16-year-old calling himself an apostle? And you'll say, okay, let me wait for now. I will use it later. But if it is in your DNA to be an apostle, you are an apostle because it is a gift of God. And the giftings of God are without, the giftings and callings of God are without repentance. God does not revoke them. God does not regret why he gives them. He does not change his mind why when he has given you that gifting. But if you keep moving because of what others are doing, then you get lost. You lose your calling. You lose your calling. You lose your ordination. The Holy Spirit is not a power. Many people confuse the Holy Spirit as a power. And they deal with him as a power. The Holy Spirit is a person. He gives power, yes, but he is not a power. He is demonstrated in force, you know, in influence. He influences, he comes upon, he changes situation, he brings healing, but he is not that. Many people believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues, but the Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. He's the one that enables us to speak in tongues. He's the one that gives us the utterance to speak in tongues. He's the one that gives us that ability. But he is not speaking in tongues. Just because someone does not speak in tongues does not mean that they do not have the Holy Spirit. We must understand that the Holy Spirit comes upon every believer when they give their life to Jesus Christ. In fact, it is the Holy Spirit that enables, that even operates, even before the person is a Christian. And anyone who was in the world, anyone who before they knew Christ, will tell you that even when they were doing the wrong thing, something was telling them that what they are doing is wrong. And that is the Holy Spirit. And that is why drunkards, even when they are drunk, they find their way to church. And how do they find their way to church? It is because the Holy Spirit is at work in the person, even before they accept Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one who is at work and is working. And that is why when you find someone, you have an urge to pray for someone, it's the Holy Spirit is already telling you that this person is ready. I have been working in them. Paul wanted to leave one of the cities and the Holy Spirit told him, no, don't leave. I have many of my people here. I have much of my people. So stay. So there are places that God sends you. Because he has prepared the heart. He wanted to go to Asia, but the Holy Spirit resisted him. The Spirit of Jesus resisted him from going. But then in the night, he had a dream where he saw the Corinthian man calling him, come and help us. And he went and he established the church. So we can see that it is the Holy Spirit that is at work. The Acts, they say that they call them the Acts of the Apostles, but ideally it is the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that is demonstrating his authority in the church, his leading in the church, his direction in the church. So many times when we think of the Holy Spirit as a power, all we think is how we can use him. And anyone who is seeking after whose focus is on the power, misses direction. You find someone is fasting 120 days for power, for anointing. I need to be powerful. They miss the point. Why? Because they want to use him. They want to be the ones to say, move. They want to throw their garments and everyone falls. So that people can say, oh, I'm such an anointed man of God. This is the most powerful ministry. Moving in Juba, this is the most powerful. So they end up, they are using the Holy Spirit. Yet he is a person. Yet he is the one that existed in the beginning. The Spirit of God was moving over the waters. The earth was formless and void, yet the Spirit of God was moving over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be revelation. This light is not just light, physical light. It means revelation, illumination. Because light, the sun and the moon were created later to give light. But that light that was created in the beginning is revelation. Let there be understanding. Let there be a separation between knowledge of God. Let the knowledge of God appear on the earth. Let the glory manifest. The Holy Spirit has been there. He is there. He is with you. He was with you before you knew him. He is with you. He comes and makes his dwelling inside you when you receive Jesus. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it is the Holy Spirit that has convicted you. Because Jesus told his disciples that the Holy Spirit will come and convict the world of sin. He is the one that convicts. As a preacher preaches, it is the Holy Spirit that convicts. It is not how big the sermon was. And you'll be surprised, there are many times that preachers will preach very simple sermons. But then the number of people who give their lives to Jesus, you're like, eh? Me, I was sleeping the whole service. But yet you can see, it is not the man that speaks, it is the Holy Spirit that is at work in the hearts of people. And that's why Paul says that my preaching with you are not with wise and persuasive words, but in the demonstration of the Spirit's power, and that it was He that was working in the hearts of the Gentiles, working out the most holy emotions that helped them to understand the gospel. So it is never our human effort. Our human effort has its part. We start the engine because God expects us to participate with Him. We are co-workers with God. So we are the ones that first drive the agenda. We drive the engine. But that driving is driven by the willingness that comes from the Holy Spirit. Anyone who prays for long will tell you that initially they first start with the mechanics. It's like you're starting your car. When you're starting your car, you have to warm it. You have to warm it. It starts warming, but then once the oil flows, then it moves. So there is a process that you have to participate in. The Holy Spirit cannot just overpower you and make you pray. No, but as you have humbled yourself, as you submit yourself to pray, then you find along the way that you're even struggling to stop because he gets to a point where He carries you. He carries you Himself. He empowers you. He now gives you He meets you in the middle. Even it's the same with speaking in tongues. You start it mechanically, and as you start, you get along the way, you find that He has carried you and He has given you the utterance. Same with healing. You start there are things you have to do. You have to preach the word to someone. That someone has to receive the faith, believe it, and after they have believed it, then you speak the word, and as you speak the word, you give the command, then the healing begins. Then you also lift the man, you help the man up to empower him. And strength comes to strength. So there is a corresponding co-working that God works in us through the Holy Spirit. We do our part, He does His part. And this is an interconnectedness that is part of the koinonia, part of the fellowship, part of the mystery. So the Holy Spirit is our person, and He comes and makes His dwelling in us. That's why the Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't let us never think that the Holy Spirit is, I mean, he needs to do something. He is already in us. It's us who have not acknowledged Him. It is us who have not engaged Him. It is us who have not submitted ourselves to Him. I always say that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Why do I say a gentle spirit? Let me use a gentle spirit. In that He will never force Himself on anyone. He will always go where He is welcomed. He will always move where He is allowed to move. But any time we limit Him with our thinking, we limit Him with our actions, we limit Him with the time that we give, we limit Him with our programs, then He only uses the room that we have allowed Him. But He desires to fill us completely and totally. And the more we interact with Him, the more the manifestations that people are looking after happen effortlessly. The more time you spend with Him, the more the things that Gentiles are running after come and chase you effortlessly. The more time you spend with your Father is the more that you realize that the things that even you should have been praying for are already answered. Why? Because He already knows that you need them. He knows your heart. He knows your future. He has been ahead of our future. He's in our past. He's in our present. He already knows it. In fact, when you pray and you've just taken time spending with the God, don't worry that, oh, I did not pray for this. God already knows your prayer needs even before you ask for them. He is your Father. He knows what you need. He can see your future. He knows what you're lacking. And He is the one who is concerned about what you need. Remember Elisha and the Shunammite woman. The Shunammite woman was concerned about the prophet. She did everything for the prophet. She made for him the upper room. And now it is a prophet himself who now got concerned. He said, what must we do? What can be done for this woman? She has done so much for us. What can be done for her? Do things out of intimacy. Do things out of love. Give out of love. Serve out of love. Serve out of love. Serve out of intimacy. All this power is just a product of intimacy. Service is just a product of intimacy. The miracles are just products of intimacy. Anointing is just products of intimacy. Sending and being called forth is and being given ministries is just products of intimacy. Jesus called his disciples, he called the 12 that they might be, that they will be with him and that he might send them. So the first priority of God is that you be with him. The sending is a might. And there are people who God will just call, you know, you just be with me. I don't need to send you anywhere. Just be with me. And there are people who after God has, he has been with them, he'll say, now I trust you. I can send you. Now, in our being with Christ, this is where maturity happens. This is where sonship, we grow into full maturity, into the fullness of the faith. So the Holy Spirit is not a power, and let us repent for using him as a power. We must always ask Spirit, Holy Spirit, what are you doing? Or what do you want done? If we look at the Holy Spirit as a person, we'll ask him, what do you want? What message do you want shared? Not that I'm going to share this message and I will need you to move powerfully. May God help us to understand him as a person and submit ourselves to him and not just use him, but ask him, use me. Use me. Use me instead of use him, us using him. Just say, Lord, use me. And God is able to use us. May the word, Lord, bless his teaching today. Welcome, my brother.
Thanks for that, Dr. Emmanuel. Yeah. As you was preaching, I was just thinking of because I've always thought it's the body is the dwelling of the place of Christ, Jesus Christ. So I've been thinking, now the Holy Spirit. There's that in my head, and I was saying, okay, there's still a thing. Okay, I speak to the Holy Spirit, but I also speak to Christ in time. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit, I'm trying to understand. It's, maybe you help me understand.
Sure. Yeah, so I think it's. One thing we have to understand about the Trinity is that God, our God is one. We have one God, and that is very clear. The Lord is one. He is one. Now, how did God choose to reveal himself? He chose to reveal himself in the Father-Son relationship. So that we can understand. You understand? For our understanding, he chose to reveal himself in the Father-Son relationship. But he is one, he's the same God. Jesus Christ is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Father is God. They are not three gods, it's one God. But because he has chosen for us to understand him, what did he do? He became flesh. When God became flesh, when he revealed himself as his son, he revealed himself as Jesus. Okay? As Jesus Christ, as Jesus the Messiah. Because we can't see him physically. So the Bible says God was pleased that the fullness of the Godhead to dwell in him in bodily form. So when the Word became flesh, it is God who became flesh so that we can see him, we can touch him, we can understand him. Understand? But now you see, he said that I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphans. Why should I not leave you as orphans? I will ask the Father to send you another helper who is proceeding of the Father. That means that Jesus said, I will come back to you. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father that Jesus asked. So right now, Jesus is in heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. The Father has never left his throne. You understand me? The Father never leaves his throne, and he has never left his throne. But when he created, the Word, who was Jesus, went and did the creation. And remember, the Holy Spirit was hovering. So the Spirit of God is the one that fills everywhere. But the Father he dwells in an approachable light. For him to reveal himself, how will these people know me? He became flesh. And in flesh form, he became a man that we can see him. And then, after Jesus went back in the resurrected body, he's at the right hand of the Father. He's seated there. We are seated with him. But then he said that he asked the Father to send forth the Holy Spirit. So the person who is at work now on the earth is the Holy Spirit. Basically, you can say he's Jesus without limits. Yeah? He's God without limits. He's now not only dwelling in the highest heavens everywhere, but he has chosen to live inside you. God has chosen to live inside you. So the Holy Spirit is the person of the Godhead that is now at work in our time, who lives in us, walks with us, directs us, and teaches us. He's our teacher. But now we are not called to pray to the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Understand? We pray to the Father in the name. The Holy Spirit comes to give witness of Jesus. Witness that what Jesus said is true. So when you're reading, the person who confirms to you that what you're reading is true is the Holy Spirit. Because the word is Parakletos, the one that walks alongside you. That means you have spiritual backing. So he's walking with you. He's telling you, no, don't. He says he teaches us to say no to ungodliness. So when you want to do something wrong, he tells you, by the way, what you're doing is wrong. Stop. He's the one, when you're about to enter a car, he'll tell you, no, stop, go back into the house. You have forgotten your keys. You've forgotten something, go back. And those split-second decisions are the one that makes a difference in your life. Even when you are to enter a car that will have an accident, you will know you're in the wrong car. Because your heart will be in so much turmoil. It will be shaking, because it will be the Holy Spirit that is shaking you. He's telling you, no, 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 get out, get out. Danger, 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 danger. And if you have walked with the Holy Spirit, you will know that sign that something is wrong. Even right now, I'm sure you know there's a sign you feel. It's just like when you're hungry, your body knows you're hungry, right? So in the Spirit, as you walk with the Holy Spirit, there are signs he will give you that are unique to you. Like for me, I have a sign. I know when something is wrong. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger to it, but it tells me I need to pray now. Get out and pray now, 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 now. And I run to pray. Because I know that moment he needs my prayer. So as you walk with the person of the Holy Spirit, you learn of him. And he teaches. So he is God walking with you. So our prayer is to the Father. And that's what Jesus told us. When you pray, pray to the Father. And when Jesus was leaving, he said, ask anything in my name. So the way we pray is through Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is our enabler. He's our advocate. He's our counselor. He's our anointing. He's our enabler. And he is the presence of God. He is God with us. He's Emmanuel, God with us, each and every time, dwelling in us. He's the indwelling presence of God. He's actually at the seal. He's the assurance of our, he's actually the deposit of our inheritance. So as long as you have the Holy Spirit inside you, you are assured of heaven. It's simple as that. We'll continue, because I think I've been feeling that we need to talk more on the Holy Spirit, and I think maybe this week, we, if God helps us and God allows, we'll talk more on the Holy Spirit. So I believe that it's a good question, and it's a season that God will help us understand Him as a person, not Him as a thing, not Him as an influence, not Him as a power, not Him as someone who just possesses us. Someone would say this one was possessed. He's not a demon. He does not take possession over us. It is us that willingly submit to his leading. So that's just what I want you to understand. Okay, let us give thanks to God. Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the revelation of truth, even as we start understanding the Holy Spirit and understanding you. I pray that you may give us understanding, correct our mouths where we have spoken wrong of you, and teach us even better to explain you and to understand you, O God. To the praise and honor of your holy name, I pray for this day, that this day is blessed and guided of you. Go ahead of us, keep us and watch over us. Bless our day, bless the various services that will take place and the various churches and the teachers, anoint them. Teach them and let your word and your spirit convict the sinners that they shall come to the knowledge of truth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Blessed day, my brother. Blessed day. Bye-bye.